Hi, I'm Walt Richard. I'm here at PDC 2008, last day of the conference, and I'm talking with Adam Kinney about my new tool called Shazam. Shazam is a WPF pixel shader generator and tester. And the problem you have is that it's very complex to create a shader and use it in WPF. First, you have to write some C code. You have to compile that with the DirectX compiler. Then you have to take that code and create a WPF class. And then finally, once you create the WPF class, then you have to add that to your application. So I wrote this tool. My guidance for this was I liked the way Kazaml works. And another favorite utility of mine is LinkPad, where you can just quickly open up a link query and then run it and test it. And that was my idea. So you start by looking at the top here. You've got a set of sample images that are part of the application. And I tried to pick ones that have some good color mixes and lines for testing the image out. And you can also add your own custom image here. If you don't like any of the ones I've picked, you can go over here and do a file open image and put your own picture in there. You can also load image files. Now, shaders are written in a derivative of C called HLS. Let's say you're just cruising the internet one day and you come along here and you find this shader you want to try out in your application. This is supposed to be a grayscale, so I'll right-click on this and copy it, and then I'll bring it into my application, like so. And now I need to run the DirectX compiler. So Shazam already knows where the DirectX compiler is. It's up here in the settings. It knows where that's at. And when I come up here and choose Tools, Compile Shader, I come down here. The compiler just finished, and it's telling me there's something wrong. Line 3 has an error. And so not only is this a testing tool, but you can also use this to write your own shaders. The problem is when I copied that comment in, it was a multi-line comment and didn't come in correctly. So if I comment this line out, it looks like this is a bad one and this is a bad one too. Now I think I have a shader that will go ahead and compile okay. There you go. And now the second thing is that I'm missing a main entry point. The shader in our implementation has to have a method called main, or case M. So I'm going to go up here and create this method here, PS. I'm going to change that to names. Main. And then we'll try it one more time. F7 is a shortcut for compiling. Now I don't have any compilers anymore, so we're ready to go. So in the next step in the compiler process is you have to create this WPF class, and that's what Shazam does. It's automatically generated a C# class from here. I'm going to press F11 to make it full screen. It automatically generated this class, which derives some shader effect and created the correct input properties that I need, the different properties I need for this class. It also created one in the VB language as well. So the idea is that you can then copy and paste this into your application and you're done, right? You've got the PS file and you've got this code here. And then we can go check to see if it worked. We can apply this shader and we'll see if we get a grayscale image up here. And it applies this shader to all of the sample images at once. And you can remove the shader by going over here and say remove shader, F6, and see what it looks like. So you can just toggle back and forth between having the shader applied to any sample picture and removing it. Now obviously this is a really simple shader. There's not much settings here. If I go over here, this is where I'm allowed to change the shader settings. Since this one doesn't expect me to type any extra information in, there's nothing on this window. But if I open up some existing ones, now Microsoft released a shader library a couple weeks ago, and they have a nice testing harness. The problem is it's not very extendable, right? You have to go in and modify their Microsoft source code in order to write the new shader. Mm-hmm. So I said, well, why don't I just bring their libraries in and we'll just run them here. So you click on Shader Loader and there's two tabs. The first tab is for any location you want to store your own shaders in, and the second one is the sample shaders I'm shipping with Shazam. And so I can here look at this banded swirl, which is one of Microsoft samples. It knows that it loaded it in immediately into this area here. And the key I want you to see here is that there's a center, a float 2. These are the HLS elements. Values, float, float 2, float 3, float 4. Basically, floats translate to doubles in .NET, and float 2s translate to either sizes or points, and float 4s translates to color. So if you look at it, you see I've got a center point, and a spiral strength, and a distance threshold. And if you go look at my shader, it was generated. I have to compile. And look at my shader that was generated. You'll see that, and press F11 to go full screen. I now have some new dependency properties we didn't have before. Center property, spiral strength property, and distance threshold. And now when you go look at the change shader settings window, I now have some input controls over here for changing those values. This is auto-generated. Every time you open up a new shader and successfully compile it, it will create a test harness automatically. And so now I go look at my picture. Here's that picture. I can grab the spiral strength, and you see how fast it is to apply a shader here. As I grab this and slide it over, it shows you. And says, I don't know what your values you want. I don't know if you want a 0 or 1 or 0 to 360. I made this so that it's completely customizable. I can type in another number here, let's say 20. Now this slider goes from 0 to 20 instead of 0 to 1. And you can see I get a much more stronger effect applied. I can use negative numbers. It's supposed to have error handling built in, so if you type any invalid number, it shouldn't break the shader. So let's try playing around with that a little bit. Here and here, and this one will add some bands to it. See how this one's adding the banding effect?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if it's applying to different pictures too. And then this expects point value. So again, I don't know what number. I've played around with it enough to know that if I do 0.5, 0.5, that's the center of the picture. And now you can see that that spiral and the banding is aimed around the center of the picture. So, yeah, let me show you just a couple more other ones. You're running out of tape there?
Yeah, running out of time.
All right. Well, it also works with colors. There's a color picker over here that lets you dial in a color. That comes from the Kazaml code base. Thanks to Robbie for giving me that code. And you can find this tool at shazam-tool.com.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Sure.